Country Club FM.
Let's get right to it. It's the Thursday edition of the Bob Almanac. We do have a quick Bob Almanac salute.
Oh, we do.
That we need to pass along here today. The last living member of the iconic Glazer brothers.
Oh.
Dead. Chuck Glazer passed away on Monday. It's just being reported now. He was 83. You had Jim. You had Tom Paul.
Right.
And you had Chuck. Put another log on the fire, boys.
They're all
in
gone.
Honor of Chuck Glazer, dead at the age of 83. Today, Thursday, June 13th, 164th day of the year. 201 days until the end of the year. General George Washington, this date, 1789, was served ice cream for the first time. By
Vanilla?
Mrs. Alexander Hamilton, the flavor was not disclosed.
Okay.
But I guess when you have wooden teeth, the whole issue of sensitivity to cold, he doesn't eat, let's just say he doesn't have to use Sensodyne.
No.
When you have wooden teeth.
Wasn't a problem.
No. You may have termites, but you're not going to be sensitive to ice cream. Mm-hmm. The colder the better, I'm sure, for General George Washington.
Right.
1920, you know, was a simpler time, Neil.
Oh, sure
1920,
was.
Loaf of bread, 5 cents. Nobody was trying to steal your identity. The roaring 20s were about to kick off. Mm-hmm. And also, you were still able to mail your child using the U.S. Postal Service.
What?
Until this date, 1920.
You can mail your child?
The U.S. Post Office Department ruled on this date in 1920 that children could no longer be sent by parcel post. If they were less than 50 pounds, they could send them through the mail. Oh, here comes little Billy for a visit to Grandma. Well, I hope they taped the box better this time.
Right. Does he fit in the mailbox?
1922, Charlie Osborne started the longest attack of hiccups on this date. He had hiccups, and they started on this date. They lasted until 1991.
That's he hiccuped. A long time.
They counted, too. They must have had a little counter. He clicked it every time he hiccuped. 435 million times.
That seems excessive.
Yeah. 1922. 1930, 22 people were killed by hail. Hailstones.
Wow.
In Greece, the island of Greece.
Oh, my gosh.
The peninsula of Greece.
That must have been good size.
Yeah, that was 1930. 1948, Babe Ruth, his final appearance.
Oh, yes.
Today, the Babe wears his old uniform for the last time. His famous number 3 will never be worn by another Yankee player, but will go to America's baseball shrine at Cooperstown, New York.
He's
Babe
probably
takes a cut for the cameraman.
Rough shape, man.
Yeah, he was, because he died later on that year in 1948. He died in August.
He was
and,
young.
That wasn't his famous speech where he was really hoarse. That was the year before.
Right.
This was him just showing up in uniform for the 25th anniversary of Yankee Stadium for Babe Ruth.
The house that he built.
1948. It was 1966. He never did pick up a trowel or a hammer, though.
No.
The United States Supreme Court handed down what would be known as the Miranda decision, and everything you need to know about the Miranda rights we learned in the movie 21 Jump Street.
Go ahead. It's 4 declamatory sentences followed by a question for a total of 57 words.
Okay. It obviously starts with you have the right to remain silent. I know you've heard this before. And then I think it sounds something like... You have the right to remain an attorney.
Did you say that you have the right to be an attorney?
You do have the right to be an attorney if you want to.
Those guys are pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was 1966, where the Supreme Court handed down what would become known as the Miranda decision. The question is, Neil, have you ever had your Miranda rights read to you?
I don't believe so.
I haven't either. I'm hoping to keep it that way.
Right.
Until the day they put me in the ground, 1966. In 78 this day,
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, Grease.
Oh, it was a fun time to be alive.
Theatrical history by becoming one of
It was a period piece. And oh, by the way, Jonah Hill was right. You do have the right to be an attorney.
Yeah, if you'd like to
I mean, you
to
can
be.
Include that in there. But Grease debuted on this date. It was released 1978. How about in 83?
The domain of the outer planets is majestic beyond comprehension. The pioneers, first to brave this land of giants, first to fly forever among the lonely and endless stars of our galaxy, carry mankind's message. we're on our way.
Oh, we are. This date, 1983, that's Pioneer 10. It became the first spacecraft to leave our solar system, past Neptune and past Pluto, and who knows where it is now.
Yeah, it could be, it's a long way from here.
Yes.
You do know that.
1983, I'm assuming we've lost contact with it.
I think so.
1991.
A sudden lightning strike killed a man and injured five attending the U.S. Open golf tournament in Minneapolis. All six clustered underneath a tree when the lightning hit.
That was at Hazeltine.
Yep.
Here in the Twin Cities, down in Chaska, was the 91 U.S. Open, and it was tragic.
Yeah, it was very sad. Very, very sad.
That was in 1991. Payne Stewart would go on to win that U.S. Open.
Yes, he would.
As you know.
Over Scott Simpson, I
2005.
The people of the state of California, plaintiff versus Michael Joe Jackson, defendant, case number 1133603, count one, verdict. We, the jury in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of conspiracy as charged in count one of the indictment.
And he would be found not guilty, would be acquitted on all 10 counts. This day, 2005, Michael Jackson. Birthdays.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things doesn't belong.
Growing up watching Sesame Street, this guy was probably my favorite. It was between him and Mr. Hooper. Or as Big Bird used to say, Mr. Looper. That's Hooper. Bob McGrath is still with us. Bob from Sesame Street, always willing to sing a tune. I had the Bob McGrath album, too. He's 87 today. Good for him. Way to go, Bob.
Nice job.
Actually, I am familiar with history, Captain. And if I'm not too much mistaken, you're dead.
Malcolm McDowell face-to-face with Captain Kirk, and then from behind, here comes Picard. Malcolm McDowell, he was the antagonist in Star Trek Generations. Oh, by the way, I think Bob McGrath, aren't we named after him because of his great teaching ability and singing ability?
I would think
there's a pretty good chance of that.
Pretty good chance, yes.
Malcolm McDowell is 76 today.
You're in love with a beautiful woman. You know it's hard.
He's not the one with the eye patch.
Everybody wants her.
He's the lead singer of Dr. Hook, Dennis LeCourier. He's 70 today. Oh, he was John Boy. And he was the one telling the stories. The Waltons kind of told through his writings.
TV theme time.
From his point of view. And it is TV theme time. It's a good one, too.
It's a dandy. Actually, I liked it better than the show.
I did like Little House on the Prairie better than the Waltons.
Yeah, I would say
that's just me.
Yeah.
Richard Thomas is 68 today.
He was not convincing to me as Hank Jr. in the Bo Cephas biop that he did. He just didn't work for me.
When was that?
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Richard Thomas played Hank Williams Jr.?
Yes.
Yeah, that seemed to be maybe miscast.
Miscast.
Richard Thomas, 68.
To infinity and beyond!
Tim Allen, comedian.
Very funny guy.
And the voice of Buzz Lightyear. Tim Allen, and he was Santa Claus there for a few movies. The Santa Claus. He is
excellent
66
movies
today.
Feel it, don't be a hero, don't be a fool with your life.
I'm sure you went to a sock hop with this song playing.
Don't be a hero.
Maybe the local roller rink.
I would think so.
Billy, don't be a hero. Bo Donaldson of Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. We dug that one out, didn't we?
Yes.
65 today.
Billy, don't be a hero. Come back to me.
I don't remember Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
But you remember the song.
Remember the song.
Yeah, it was a one-hit wonder is what it was from the 70s.
You want to know what I did to get in here? Nothing.
Oh, she's sassy.
I didn't have anything better to do.
She's Allison weird. From The Breakfast Club. Ally Sheedy.
Mm-hmm.
She was also in Rat Pack.
Rat Pack.
She was a Brat Packer, and she's 57. Some actual semi-modern music on the Almanac today. The lead singer of Weezer. I never really got the name of that band. It's kind of making fun of people that have breathing issues,
that's
OCPD.
That's what it was.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Rivers Cuomo from Weezer, 49. Captain America.
I was planning on beating them. Together. We'll lose. And we'll do that together, too.
And he can do this all day. That's Chris Evans, Captain America.
Pretty good.
That's where the whole Endgame thing came in. You know, the suit of armor around the world, Neil. And then you had Ultron. And now, you know, Infinity War. Mm-hmm. And then Endgame. And do you want me to tell you the fate of Captain America in Endgame?
Sure.
No, you don't. You haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't.
And there are other people out there that haven't. It would be, as they call, a spoiler.
Right.
Chris Evans, 38.
Does a nice
job. There she was, just walking down the street, singing.
Do a diddy, dum diddy do.
Snapping her fingers and a shuffle.
One more time here. Now, I don't know which one that is. Is that Mary-Kate or is that Ashley?
Interchangeable.
And they are. They were like the fabulous ones from the old AWA. They would go in and out of the ring. You didn't know which one it was.
Who was who? No.
Exactly. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, 33.
Wow.
Here. And Kat Dennings.
Twitter is stupid and Instagram is Twitter for people who can't read.
Two broke girls, Neil.
Yes.
She's 33.
Is she the blonde or the brunette?
She's the brunette.
She's the brunette.
She played Max. Max was her name. Caroline was the other one.
33 years old. All right, gone but not forgotten today. We start with actor Basil Rathbone.
But how do you know about them?
Elementary, my dear Watson. This man has been dead for at least 2 hours. Moriarty isn't wasting any time.
Hello?
Oh, I saw all the Sherlock Holmes movies that he made. I believe that was Nigel Bruce starring as Watson.
It should be.
In the
He's my Watson.
Hound of the Baskervilles, Scarlet Letter, and others. Basil Rathbone, born on this day, 1892. He was Harold Grange. We called him Red. He was born on this day, 1903. College and Pro Football Hall of Famer. Television pioneer. It's Truth or Consequences, but I remember him. This is Your Life. Ralph Edwards.
Were you expecting me, Melody?
I wasn't expecting
you. You weren't expecting me?
No, what is this?
Boy, for 4 years we've been waiting to catch you. Tonight, Milton Berle, This Is Your Life.
Hey! They finally caught up to Mr. Television.
They got him at the Brown Derby.
Ah, that was quite a program. Television pioneer Ralph Edwards, born on this day, 1913. Tennis Hall of Famer Don Budge, first man to win 4 tournaments that make up the Grand Slam in a single year. He did that back in 1938. Don Budge, 1915. Academy Award-winning actor Ben Johnson. He won for the movie The Last Picture Show, but if you've seen any John Wayne Westerns, you've seen Ben Johnson. He was in a ton of Westerns. And, of course, some Gunsmoke episodes. Ben Johnson, 1918. You found him in the center square on Hollywood Square's Paul Lynde.
During the time of the hula hoop, yo-yos, and Davy Crockett hats, who was in the White House?
Oh, I'll say the yo-yo.
Oh, God.
That's pretty good. He had the facial expressions, the look, the sound. Very funny man. Paul Lynde, born on this day, 1926. And they're gone.
Gone, but not forgotten. Oh, pop quiz. We did it to you. We did it when we didn't even mention it at the beginning of the almanac.
Oh, we have
gotcha.
A quiz. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Well, you just sat down in your chair, and the teacher goes, uh-oh, pop quiz. Well, that's what we have today. Somebody's going to win some tickets to Moondance.
Yeah, let's get this question out of the way here, because we're giving away Moondance Jam and Country Fest tickets. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Mm-hmm. This date in 1920, the U.S. Post Office and the Postal Department, Department of the Post Office and Postal Services ruled that you can no longer mail what? You can no longer send what? Something or someone through the mail?
Through the mail.
What was it?
It was no longer allowed.
763-450-0100. The caller that we answer, if you have the correct answer, guess what? You'll win those tickets to Moondance. All right, do you want to start this long, uninterrupted stretch of fantastic music with, and it's very important how you start it. It's all about the start.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama, Tennessee River, Big City, Merle Haggard, or Shelley Wright, single white female.
I got to go some Merle here, Big City.
Have a great day.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1.